From Little Rock Public Radio, good morning, I'm Daniel Breen. The city of Little Rock will soon consider a new proposal to pause approvals for new data center projects. The board of directors will consider the draft at its next meeting coming up on Tuesday, July the 7th. The proposal would only apply to future projects and would be in effect through January of next year. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the moratorium was requested by Ward 3 City Director Kathy Webb and Ward 4 Director Cappy Peck. Currently, only one data center is planned within the city limits of Little Rock, which would be owned by Google and located at the port of Little Rock. The state of Arkansas has reported its fifth largest surplus in state history. The Department of Finance and Administration said today it ended fiscal year 2026 with a $655 million general revenue surplus. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports that beat the department's latest projection of just under $586 million, which was issued on May 20th, by around $69 million. The University of Arkansas at Little Rock is gearing up to celebrate a major milestone. The university kicked off its year-long centennial celebration on Wednesday, honoring 100 years of the school. UA Little Rock Chief Communications and Marketing Officer Carrie Phillips says the university has come a long way over the past century.
The community recognized that the town was growing, the town was becoming a vibrant city, and they needed a university here. And so they started what at that time was Little Rock Junior College, and then it went on to become Little Rock University, and then now UA Little Rock. I think that original class of students couldn't have imagined what we would become.
Phillips says a year's worth of festivities are planned to help celebrate the centennial. That includes a monthly series highlighting the various decades of campus life.
So every single month we'll be releasing a decade of impact. So we started today with the 1920s, back when we were originally founded. The next month we'll have the 30s and so on. And so it's a really good way to kind of look back on what our history has been and celebrate the people, celebrate the moments that created UA Little Rock into what it is today.
The university is also planning celebrations for students, faculty, staff, and alumni, and capping off the year-long centennial with the burial of a time capsule. It also coincides with a $250 million fundraising campaign, the largest in the school's history. And just a note, Little Rock Public Radio is housed on the campus of UA Little Rock. The wife of Pulaski County Prosecutor Will Jones has filed for divorce. Paula Jules Jones is a municipal court judge in North Little Rock. She filed for divorce on June 25th in Pulaski County Circuit Court. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the couple has been married since 2005, but separated in April of this year. Last November, Will Jones admitted to having an affair with his former chief deputy prosecuting attorney, Kelly Ward, while campaigning for a second term. Jones lost that election to criminal defense attorney Bobby Forrest Jr. Forrest will assume the role of prosecuting attorney in January. And a GOP candidate has won his party's special primary runoff to fill a vacancy in the Arkansas legislature. Bill Teeter won 92% of the vote over challenger Nikki Phillips in the race to represent House District 44. Teeter will advance to an August special election where he will be unopposed. Teeter will fill out the remainder of the term of Republican Representative Stan Berry, who died in March. Teeter is also unopposed in the November general election to serve a two-year term representing District 44. In Little Rock today, we'll see sunny skies and a high of 95 degrees, and we could see heat index values climbing as high as 105. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 77. And for our Independence Day tomorrow, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise sunny and hot with a high of 96. And we will be under a heat advisory until at least tomorrow evening. And you can always find more news and listen live online anytime at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. I'm Daniel Breen, and you're listening to Little Rock Public Radio.